Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood, coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau on August 1st, 2017. The month of August is dedicated to the Blessed Sacrament and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now for your headlines at this hour. New information has emerged about a wannabe terrorist who was arrested in Oakland, California last fall. And then I'll have your Saint of the Day and stock market report. Move over white privilege and male privilege, we now have cognitive privilege. And a Catholic priest in the Philippines has been arrested for setting up a meeting with an underage prostitute. California's ABC 7 News I-Team reported on July 21st that a man from West Oakland, California was indicted on charges of aiding terrorism by promoting ISIS online. The story, however, goes deeper than this. Amir al-Haggagi was actually arrested on charges of accepting merchandise that he had paid for using a stolen credit card. But Mr. al-Haggagi had been watched for months by the FBI. In fact, when arguing for bond, al-Haggagi's lawyer asked,
"How much of what these allegations are very stupid and very inappropriate and very disturbing puffery, and how much of it was actually intended to be acted out?"
Now, Amir and his family argued that he was a nice guy and was young and immature when he engaged in the social media interactions which got him in trouble. His family released a statement defending him, which said in part, quote, "We were shocked to learn of the accusations involving Amir. Amir is not and has never been radicalized in any way. He grew up in this country and loves it here. He is peaceful and kind." Al-Haggagi's lawyer stated, quote, "Amir is not anti-American and does not support ISIS or any other terrorist organization. He is completely nonviolent, and he took no actions to harm anyone. The evidence we have suggests that these charges are based on internet chat conversations that he had with a number of unknown people. Amir is a very young and naive man, and it appears he allowed himself to be drawn into conversations that he should have been far more suspicious of." Details of the indictment hearing were recently released by the I-Team, and what they reveal paints a very different picture of Amir al-Haggagi than that painted by his family and lawyer. These details are not new to the I-Team, but were withheld by request of the FBI while they were investigating al-Haggagi. Amir al-Haggagi, it is known, spent extended periods of time in Yemen. By the time he was arrested, he had been communicating for over 4 months with an undercover FBI agent about plans to conduct terror attacks. Red flags were first raised when al-Haggagi said he wanted to make plans to start a huge fire near his residence and was thinking of doing it in the Berkeley Hills. As he continued to open up about his plans, al-Haggagi declared his intention to make bombs and to sell cocaine laced with strychnine in Bay Area nightclubs. From the indictment hearing,
"If he was unable to make bombs himself, then his intent was to get employed by a police department and steal weapons from the police department once employed there. In that context, he said, and I quote, 'I'm going to redefine terror.'"
Al-Haggagi sent an ISIS bomb-making manual to the undercover agent, along with pictures of the guns he already had in his possession. Al-Haggagi said to one agent,
"He then told confidential source number one, 'I live close to San Francisco. That's like the gay capital of the world. I'm going to handle them right, LOL, meaning laughing out loud. I'm going to place a bomb in a gay club, lola, or by God, I'm going to tear up the city. And I quote, the whole Bay Area is going to be up in flames.'"
Al-Haggagi said that he could kill 500 people, but his aim was to kill 10,000. Al-Haggagi took an undercover agent on a tour of the Bay Area and around the campus of the University of California, Berkeley, and discussed his plan to set backpack bombs around the campus. He then went with the agent to set up a storage unit where he would store his supplies. He later would meet the undercover agent at the storage unit with three backpacks to place the bombs in. The head of the San Francisco FBI had this to say about the capture of Amir al-Haggagi.
"This was very serious. This was top priority for this office for a better part of a year. This rises to something that was more than just puffery and daydreaming. This was something that we invested a lot of time and effort into, and the FBI does not do that, or law enforcement doesn't do that, unless there's a clear and present danger."
Scary. And now it's time for your market report. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 61 points and as of right now is up 89 points at 21,980. The NASDAQ yesterday closed down 27 points and as of right now is up 11 points at 6,359. The S&P 500 yesterday closed down 2 points and as of right now is up 5 points at 2,475. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 61 points and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 218. The London FTSE 100 closed up 52 and the DAX in Germany closed up 135. Today's quote of the day is from St. Alphonsus Liguori. The heart of man is, so to speak, the paradise of God. Since his delights are to be found with you, let yours be found in him. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Alphonsus Liguori. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Today's Saint of the Day has quite a name. Alphonsus Marie Antony John Cosmos Damian Michael Gaspar de Liguori was born in 1696 near Naples, Italy, the oldest of 7 children. Very bright, he received his doctorate by 16 and was practicing law by 19, but was quickly disillusioned with his profession when he saw the injustice occurring and realized the transitory nature of the world. After a vision, he consecrated his life to God. St. Alphonsus founded the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, more commonly known as the Redemptorists, in 1732. He lived a life of great austerity and suffered immensely from rheumatism. In his later years, he was betrayed by his own order, who deposed and excluded him of any authority. He died in 1787 at 90 and is a doctor of the Church. St. Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us. The University of Iowa is pushing a new privilege on their student body, cognitive privilege. Campus Reform correspondent Marina James, a student at the university, gave her opinion of cognitive privilege yesterday morning on Fox and Friends.
So cognitive privilege is the idea that intelligence is something that we are born with and we have no control over it whatsoever. So hard work is not in the equation for success. With campus reform, we see a lot of these white privilege, male privilege, and now cognitive privilege. Talking about privilege is going to lead to a generation that believes that they are victims. We need to be teaching students that they are capable of doing whatever they can to achieve success, and that's not given to them by their color or by the way that they were born.
Crux reported today that the Diocese of Antipolo in the Philippines is pledging its cooperation with the investigation into 55-year-old Monsignor Arnel Lagarejos, who was arrested on Friday after working with a pimp to set up a meeting between himself and a 13-year-old prostitute in Marikina City. Police officer Roger Quesada told local newspaper The Inquirer that the prostitute was unaware that Lagarejos was a priest. She had gone to the police to complain after Lagarejos threatened her on another occasion with a gun, warning her against accepting any other clients. Lagarejos has been suspended by Bishop Francis de Leon from his position as parish priest at St. John the Baptist Parish in Taytay and as president of Cainta Catholic College. He is also forbidden to have contact with anybody except his lawyer, brother priests, and church authorities. The diocese has begun investigations and canonical proceedings against Father Lagarejos. As for the poor child, she has been offered counseling and psychological services by the diocese. The statement from the diocese says, quote, "Even as his guilt remains to be proved and the precepts of the Constitution grant him the presumption of innocence, the diocese has taken every step to hold him answerable for the charges brought against him both before the Republic and before the Church." In this Celestial Musings, some weeks ago I brought you the story of Tristan Rees and Biff Chaplow. Tristan is a woman who thinks she is a man and has taken steps towards transitioning, but still retains her reproductive organs. Chaplow identifies as, I guess, a gay man, except for the fact that he's with a woman. They are currently raising Chaplow's niece and nephew. So the media went gaga over this man and woman who, surprise, were actually able to conceive and have a baby. Since we last covered this story, Reese has had her baby, and the couple is over the moon. Here is a little bit of the coverage they received on KATU-TV.
This is our son, Leo. He was born 2 weeks ago today.
Now, I know you only get the audio, but I have the video, and I tell you, Reese looks as proud and ecstatic as any new mom, which is a good and beautiful thing. Every baby deserves a mother who is crazy about him.
But I would say it's unique. I understand that people are not used to two men having a biological child between the two of them. So we know it's unique.
Okay, yeah. No, this isn't unique. This is a man and a woman who have come together as they were designed to and have cooperated in the creation of life. Now, believe it or not, God was present even then, as he is present at the creation of every human soul, even in the least of ideal circumstances. He does not co-create without our cooperation, and we cannot do it without his.
The moment that he was born was just like a pure moment of bliss, like the happiest moment of my life, just to like see like the very first beginning of Leo, of his life was just like amazing.
Again, Biff Chaplow is obviously an ecstatic new dad, but I wish he would have worded his sentence just a touch differently, for Leo's birth was not the beginning of Leo. It was the beginning of Leo's life outside the womb. Leo had been going on for about 9 months before this.
Tristan says things have definitely changed for him. He used to be a pregnant man, and now he's just a regular old dad.
Except he's not, because he's not a he. He's do not give birth. She's do. He's a she, and she's a regular old mom. Except she's not, because no mom is just a regular old mom. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said of mothers, "Most of us love a non-self, or something extrinsic and apart from our inner life. But a mother's love during the time she is a flesh and blood ciborium is not for a non-self, but for one that is her very self, a perfect example of charity and love which hardly perceives a separation. Motherhood then becomes a kind of priesthood. She brings God to man by preparing the flesh in which the soul will be implanted. She brings man to God in offering the child back again to the Creator." Let us pray that this family, this man, woman, and their children, will turn their hearts towards truth and towards God. For our Lord came for them just as much as for any of the rest of us. Fortunately, because this couple is comprised of a man and a woman, were they to experience that conversion of heart and life for which we would pray, they could easily make that transition, a transition we could all support, without breaking up their family. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News, news you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.